Okay, so there's always so much chatter about the housing market, the economy. It can be a lot. Let's try and, cut through some of that noise. Why should you, someone who wants to get informed quickly and really understand the gist, pay attention to what's happening at the very, very top end of real estate right now?
Well, it's interesting because what happens with ultra luxury properties can actually give you some pretty useful clues about wider economic confidence and, where really big money is heading.
Ah, like a sort of bellwether.
Kind of, yeah. So our mission here in this deep dive is to unpack what's been going on recently with these super high-end homes. We want to figure out why the wealthiest people seem more and more drawn to putting their capital into places like this.
Right. And we've been digging into some recent insights, particularly from Pocket Listing. They've shed some light on market dynamics and, crucially, the why behind these big buys. Okay, so where do we start? Maybe somewhere a bit unexpected for this level of luxury. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, DC is fascinating right now. We're seeing a real notable increase in its ultra luxury market activity, which is interesting because historically you wouldn't put it in the same breath as, say, Palm Beach or Aspen.
No, definitely not the first place that springs to mind. But looking at the Pocket Listing analysis, it seems a big part of this recent boom came from increased demand during the last administration. We're talking wealthy individuals, cabinet members, tech executives moving in.
And according to agent Piper Yerkes, who was cited, a lot of that influx was driven by a perception of a, let's say, more pro-business climate at the time.
Okay, and what kind of places were they buying? Not just any expensive house, I assume.
No, not at all. The demand is for properties with really top-tier amenities, things like private elevators, pools, even high-tech golf simulators built right in. It suggests they're not just buying an address, they want a whole lifestyle package ready to go right there in the city.
So it really creates this sort of tale of two cities dynamic, doesn't it? The Pocket Listing data points to this split where the general market might be feeling the economic pinch, but the super luxury end in DC is buzzing. Buyers want these perfect move-in ready homes in the best areas.
Precisely. And agents like Michael Rankin are saying this actually makes it a pretty good time if you are selling a luxury property in those prime spots. Places like Central Northwest DC and McLean were mentioned specifically.
Because there's this concentrated pool of buyers actively looking.
Exactly, with the means and the motivation.
And is this contained just within DC proper?
Not entirely. We're seeing sort of a ripple effect. Nearby luxury spots like Maryland's Eastern Shore, think coastal, high-end, are also seeing more interest. It suggests the whole upper tier of the market in that wider region is getting stronger.
Interesting. So DC is definitely climbing the luxury ladder.
It is. But it's still important to keep perspective. Piper Yerkes made the point that while DC's profile is rising, it's not quite at that established elite level of a Palm Beach or an Aspen yet. It's still evolving.
And what about the buyers themselves? Does politics play a big role in who is buying now?
The data suggests not really. It doesn't seem to be the main factor. It looks more like savvy investors seizing opportunities, focusing on the perceived value rather than specific political alignment.
Okay, so that underscores that this segment operates a bit differently.
Yeah, different drivers than the main market, or even sometimes political headwinds. So, okay, that's DC. What about the bigger picture? What wider trends in ultra luxury has Pocket Listing been pointing out?
Right, let's zoom out. If DC is one specific example, what are the national patterns?
Well, a really significant pattern is a shift in investment thinking. We're seeing affluent buyers, people like tech founder Dan Hrbacek, for instance, increasingly treating ultra luxury real estate as maybe a safer bet than the stock market right now.
Safer. Why now specifically?
It seems tied to global economic uncertainty, talk about tariffs, general volatility. There's this move towards tangible assets, something solid you can, well, stand in.
So bricks and mortar over potentially fluctuating stocks.
Pretty much. And it's not just theory, the numbers back it up.
Yeah.
Major luxury markets, Palm Beach, Miami, Aspen, LA, Manhattan, they're all seeing more sales, specifically in that $10 million plus bracket.
Even all the rest of the housing market might be slowing down in many places.
Exactly. That's the contrast. While your average home buyer might be hesitant, holding back, the very top end is seeing continued, even increased activity.
That's a stark difference.
It really is. And agents working in that space, like Dana Cook and Jade Mills, they confirm it. They're seeing strong interest from their high net worth clients wanting to put money into these kinds of physical assets.
We've seen some huge sales figures mentioned
And
too.
oh, definitely. Just look at the $225 million compound sale down in Naples, Florida. or James Packer buying that $110 million place in Los Angeles. These aren't small transactions. They show serious capital commitment.
Absolutely staggering numbers. And is this just about parking cash, or is there a longer game?
It seems to be more of a long-term play for many. Buyers like Todd Green and David McNeil, they're quoted seeing high-end real estate as less vulnerable to those short-term market swings you get with stocks. They're thinking stability over years, not months.
Which, again, highlights that split. The caution we see in lower price brackets driven by immediate economic worries isn't impacting this tier in the same way.
It really emphasizes that divergence we saw in D.C., but playing out nationally. And there's another angle. Pocket Listing noted some buyers are apparently acting now because they expect construction costs to go up significantly in the future.
Ah, so getting in ahead of potential price hikes for building or renovating later.
Yeah, it's another motivating factor. Not just about preserving wealth, but also maybe being strategic about future costs. It's complex.
Definitely multi-layered. Now, you mentioned Pocket Listing. There was also something about privacy becoming more important, wasn't there?
Yes, that's a really key element, and it seems to be growing. Privacy and security are huge drivers for ultra-wealthy buyers now. This leads them towards what are sometimes called deep private listings or off-market deals.
Meaning properties that aren't advertised publicly at all.
Exactly. Kept very quiet.
Yeah.
It's often about security concerns, avoiding unwanted attention, just keeping their financial affairs discreet.
Which makes a lot of sense, really. If you have that kind of profile or wealth, discretion is probably paramount.
It becomes incredibly valuable. And, you know, while the articles we looked at weren't about Pocket Listing itself, it's clear that platforms specializing in those kinds of private off-market deals are tapping directly into that growing demand for privacy at the very top of the market.
Okay, let's pull this all together then. If we were to summarize the main takeaways from this deep dive, what would they be?
I'd say two main things stand out. First, that surprising surge in DC's luxury scene, really fueled by a specific mix of political and economic factors, drawing wealth to the capital. And second, the broader trend. Ultra-wealthy people are increasingly turning to high-end real estate. They see it as a stable, secure place to put capital, especially when the wider economy and stock markets feel uncertain.
So it's a flight to tangible assets, a hedge against volatility.
Exactly. It's diversification, but specifically into something solid and high value.
So that leaves us with a pretty interesting thought, doesn't it? If these trends continue, what could the long-term impact be on cities like D.C.? Does this concentration of ultra-luxury change the urban fabric? And maybe more broadly, are we going to see other, perhaps unexpected places emerge as the next havens for the super rich looking for both luxury and, maybe most importantly now, security for their wealth? It feels like we might be watching the start of some real shifts in how and where the wealthiest choose to live and invest.